Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is One from the Heart. It is a 1982 American musical directed by Francis Ford Coppola and featuring music by Tom Waits. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was not my cup of tea. At the core, the plot of this movie is bad. Everything around it's pretty good, actually, but the plot is bad and that didn't work for me. What about you?
I really wanted to like this movie. I love 90% of this film. The problem is that 10% that I don't love is the most important part of the film.
This is a little bit off the beaten path for us, a cup of tea. Why did we choose to watch this?
You've probably heard of Francis Ford Coppola. He's one of the most famous directors of all time. He's legendary for making some of the best films ever made. The Godfather, The Godfather 2, Apocalypse Now. Somehow he went from a master of the 1970s to making schlock like Jack in the 1990s. How did that happen? One from the Heart is the answer. He bet it all on this film. He started his own studio. He poured his heart, his soul, and all of his money into this film. And when it was a massive flop, he went bankrupt and he ended up having to make crap movies for the next 20 years.
So Tim, let's walk folks through what went wrong.
The real problem for me is the plot. I mean, the story that he's trying to tell is terrible. It follows Hank and Franny, who are a couple who've been together for a long time. They break up and they have a wild night in Las Vegas with other people. The problem is Hank and Franny are terrible people. I don't care about them at all. I really dislike Hank. I mean, I hate him so much. And the story they're trying to tell with him is really, really bad. It's really disappointing.
It is absolutely cringeworthy, some of the things that Hank does in the movie. Franny, too, to a certain extent. And because of that, their plot arcs are unrewarding because I don't care about them as characters, and it leads to an unsatisfying ending that, for me, just falls completely flat. It was really uncomfortable at times.
My real issue with the ending is that there's no point of view. Francis Ford Coppola has no perspective that he's trying to bring to these characters. In the end, I don't know what he's trying to say about relationships or about this relationship or about these characters. It's such a disappointing ending.
It's also got all the beats of a musical, but it's not a musical. So it creates a really odd vibe at times that really pulls you out of the experience.
It's a really awkward experience because you expect they're about to sing, and then they don't. And you're just left waiting for something to happen that never happens.
So Tim, what was good about this?
Everything else. The look of this film is stunning. It is absolutely incredible film to watch. It is a masterclass in light and in color. The shots they get in this movie are some of the best I've ever seen. You could clip any single frame out of this movie and hang it on your wall as a piece of art. It's incredible stuff.
It's all done on sound stages, so it creates an incredible atmosphere. Unfortunately, it's not in service of a very great story, but it creates something that's unique and different we haven't seen in Hollywood in a long time. Honestly, we probably won't based on how this movie performed.
Yeah, it's got such a unique vibe, such a unique energy, but and we'll never see anything like it again. Michael, when would you recommend the film?
If you're a film insider and you like learning about film, you should probably watch this. There's some good lessons here. But for your rank and file viewer who's looking for a good movie, this isn't it.
I definitely agree. Skip this movie, unless you're a film student. If you're interested in film, how films are made, or you're interested in really good cinematography or a really interesting looking film, check this out. It's so worth your time. Otherwise, there's not a lot here to like. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.